Thank you all very, very much. You can have a seat. And we're so very, very honored to have the First Lady come again to Annapolis. And as we begin this signing ceremony, I'd just like to ask all of us to please take a moment of silence and solidarity with our neighbors and fellow citizens in Boston. Thank you very, very much. We are so honored to have First Lady Michelle Obama come once again to Annapolis. And Mrs. Obama, we in Maryland continue to look to your leadership and to your example, the passion that you have brought to the cause of our military families and their spouses and their children is something that has really been an inspiration. And I know that I speak for Mrs. O'Malley. I don't often do that, but I can but I can say safely that she's also very, very glad that you're here. She's out of town today. But the work that you and Dr. Biden have done to inspire so many states to improve what we do in terms of welcoming our veterans back, making sure we remove the barriers to employment, and that's what we're here to do today. So I thank all of you for being here. Also, thank Secretary of the Navy Ray Mabus. Thank you for being here, sir. And thank you for that great little school you run down the road. I want to thank Speaker Mike Bush and also Senate President Miller and Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, the highest-serving elected official to have served a tour of duty in Iraq, for the special sensitivity he's brought to this issue, as well as Stacey Mayer, David Stamper, and all the members of the Maryland General Assembly, Delegate Pete Hammond, Delegate Derek Davis, Chairman Davis, Senator Joan Carter Conway, Senator Yulee Curry, Senator Doug Peters, Delegate Sonny Minnick. We're here for a very important reason, and that is to do right by our veterans and our military families who have done so very, very much for us. Also want to thank Attorney General Gansler and Mayor Cohen for their presence here as well. Just downstairs, in fact, almost directly beneath where we're standing, George Washington resigned his commission and gave the authority of the People's Army back to the representatives of the people. And he was a man of very few words, but half of the words that he spoke that day were about doing right by our veterans. And he challenged those members of Congress to do better for our men and women who have put themselves in harm's way and put on the uniform of the United States. He talked about them, those veterans, as his family. And so, too, does our First Lady. She talks about families. She feels the struggles that they go through. She has met with so many of our servicemen and women. And these individuals should never come home after overcoming all of the barriers they have for us and face barriers to employment, barriers to licensing, barriers that prevent them from keeping a roof over their children's head and providing them with a loving home with economic security and dignity. So to all of you who have made this day possible, I thank you. Creating jobs and expanding opportunity for our veterans and our military families, these are not just the right thing to do for our veterans. It's also the essential thing that we must do for our state and for our country, because every single person and every person's talent is needed in order to grow, in order to expand jobs and expand opportunity.